Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each and every one of them every week. Most of today's show is brought to you courtesy of the shuffle function of my iTunes. I have one really fun wild card, but first, to kick off today's show, Charlie Parker plays Cherokee in a very dated recording from a 10-disc compilation called The Charlie Parker Story, right here on New York Standard.
Warm and tender, just like magic it seems, thrilling, enchanting me too. I'm in your spell and there's no cure. I'm lost for sure, 'cause you're a weaver of dreams, and I'm in love with you. I'm in your spell and there's no cure. I'm lost for sure, 'cause you're a weaver of dreams, and I'm in love so in love with you. This time we almost made the pieces fit. Now didn't we, girl? This time we almost made some sense of it. Didn't we, girl? Yes, this time I had the answer right here in my hand. Then I touched it, and it had turned to sand. This time we all sang our song in tune. He didn't. This time we almost made it to the moon. Didn't we, girl? Yes, this time we almost made our poems rhyme. Yes, this time we almost made that long high climb. Then we almost make it did we almost, almost, almost make it? Did we almost, almost make it? Did we almost make it?
Frank Sinatra there with Come Rain or Come Shine. And before that, we heard Didn't We from Johnny Hartman. Prior to that, we heard Weaver of Dreams by Billy Eckstine. They only sounded like the same player. Eckstine was in the same band, the Earl Hines band, and went on to his own acclaim. And then after World War II, Johnny Hartman, who had been in the service, got out and became the lead singer, the front man of Earl's band. And like I've said this before, and I think a lot of people realize this, that maybe not so many, but Earl Hines's band was really a sort of like a training ground, sort of the same way that Art Blakey's bands over the years, the Jazz Passengers, sort of became the same thing. But funny enough that I should play Sinatra, because I was just telling a new friend this past week that that this show didn't so much focus on Sinatra. I think I've probably in the entire 10 months that I've been doing this show, I've probably played 3 or 4 Sinatra tunes, tops, maybe 5 on the outside. So, and as I said at the top of the show, this show was mostly programmed by iTunes Shuffle. I just sort of wanted to see how that would work and see if it was good and, you know, that sort of a thing. And it's so far so good. I hope you're enjoying it too. So, up next, we have Budo from Miles Davis on New York Standard. Thank you. Yusef Lateef with Angel Eyes. Before that, we heard from Dave Brubeck from Time Out, of course. That's Kathy's Waltz. And before that, as I said earlier, Budo from Miles Davis. So as I said earlier and in the last break, that this show was entirely programmed by my iTunes shuffle. What I did is I assembled all of the songs from the right genres that we play here on this show, assembled it, threw it into a playlist, and put it on shuffle. And as each song came in, I would put it into this week's playlist. And for the most part, that's how I assemble the show. And this is the first time I've used shuffle as a means to program the thing, and it's done a pretty good job. I think it's I kind of like choosing things and having a specific reason. There's one tune out of here that's a little bit of a wild card. Actually, it's very much of a wild card if you knew the rest of this band's work. But that's later down in the show. Up next, we have literally the one and only Ella Fitzgerald from the Cole Porter songbook, I Am In Love, on New York Standard.
I am dejected, I am depressed, yet resurrected and sailing the crest. Why this elation mixed with deflation? What explanation? I am in love. Such conflicting questions ride around in my brain. Should I order cyanide or order champagne? Oh, what is this sudden jolt? I feel like a frightened colt just hit by a thunderbolt. I am in love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You only can brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. God gave me you to adore. I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You only can brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. I am one. so in need of a stampede of love. your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning, that's one thing you're learning. I cried for you, what a fool I used to be. Found two eyes a little bit bluer, found two arms a little bit truer. I cried for you, now it's your turn to cry over me. Cried for you, almost died for you, your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning, that's one thing you're learning. I cried for you, what a fool I used to be. Found two eyes a little bit
Basie, Basie at Birdland. That's Easing It. And before that, we heard from Sarah Vaughan. That was I Cried for You. And before that, we heard Thelonious Monk from the Crisscross record with Eronel. And before that, we heard from Sidney Bechet with Egyptian Fantasy from the Victor Sessions Master Takes. And leading off that set, we heard I Am in Love from the Ella Fitzgerald Cole Porter songbook. You know, I was thinking about it earlier. What a shame it is that that album is not, it was a two album set that it was not recorded in stereo. Nelson Riddle deserved to be in stereo, if not quadraphonic sound, with as rich and lush as his music was. So, into the fun part of the show. As I said, this entire show has been programmed by my iTunes Shuffle. However, this song was actually part of the Shuffle. The Girl from Ipanema. And it was a hugely popular song, Stan Getz and Astrid and João Gilberto in 1964, I want to say, and international sensation of the first order. And I'm going to follow it up with a cover of the same song by a band that you've never heard of. And it's a shame that no one's ever heard of the band, because they were very, very good in their day. But up first, we have The Girl from Ipanema with... by Stan Getz and Astrid and João Gilberto on New York Standard.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço caminho do mar. Balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. She walks
she passes, each one she passes goes off. When she walks, it's like a samba that swings so cool and swings so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes off. So sadly, how can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly each day when she walks to the sea. She looks good at me, tall and tan, young and lovely, the girl from deep in me. She passes, I smile, but she doesn't see.
Well, that is a band called Clockhammer, and they put out three full-length records, two and a somewhat well-known single. And when I say somewhat, it was mostly on the college rock scene. But Clockhammer was a group from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm reading again. I'm back to Wikipedia. I'm reading right off of their liner notes now, or off the notes here. Once described as a cross between Frank Sabbath and Black Sinatra. Well, that couldn't be a more apt description of those guys. Those three records, if you're at all into sort of alternative, which is a term I hate, but like college rock meets jazz, then you would be into them. They were really talented. They're still around. Everyone's still alive, but the band disbanded in it looks like 94-95. And when I was an intern at the RCA Studios in Midtown 21 years ago, there was a girl who I'm still connected with and is very active on the jazz scene here in New York. She was the head. She was the senior executive assistant for distribution for all of BMG and RCA. And she, for whatever reason, had one of their songs, and maybe at another time I'll play one of their instrumentals. It's a song called Extra Crispy. She had that song on her voicemail. And I said, "Who is that band that you have on your outgoing voicemail message?" She said, "Oh, it's Clockhammer. It's a band. They're on one of our sort of second tier labels, a label called First Warning, mostly a punk label or alternative label." And she got me their couple of records that they had at the time, and I just fell in love. I don't know, the gigantic sort of tempo change is really just beautiful. They were really talented guys, and they They were very comfortable in the rock world and the jazz world, as you can hear. I mean, that sounds like a jazz rendition of that song. So they knew what they were doing. And I've seen that some of them are still around and playing in different incarnations of different bands. So worth checking out. I don't know if they're available on iTunes. I've owned their couple of recordings for 20 years now, so count me as lucky. Well, we are slowly careening to the end here, and up next we have Nat Cole, Orange Colored Sky, a New York Standard.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bang, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bang, alakazam, I gotta look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I-T-it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange-colored sky. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out, I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I-T-it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange colored purple stripe, pretty green polka dot sky.
Flash, a bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
Thank you. Was a stranger in the city, out of town where the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Yes, for suddenly, baby, I saw you there. Through the fog in London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
A foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town, the sun was shining
Lewis and Ella, right there. A Foggy Day. And before that, we heard from Fletcher Henderson, St. Louis Blues. The two of them are very connected in the early jazz era. Even the jazz era, but not just a hair above that. And before that, we heard Nat with Orange Colored Sky. So shockingly, somewhat shockingly anyway, the last song that my iTunes Shuffle found today, and when I say iTunes Shuffle, I don't mean the little iPods that they make. I just put my iTunes on Shuffle, and these were the, say, what is it, about 15, 18 songs that it selected. The last one was the final sequence of Sweeney Todd. Now, I haven't talked about Sweeney Todd in a while. It is my all-time favorite musical. It touches on everything, really, in my opinion. And it's just so perfectly written, beautifully written. The score is tremendous. I even know some of the backstory around the production of the recording from my time as an intern at RCA. So this closing sequence is about 13 minutes long, and it's the one nod to Broadway that we have this week, but I think it's a pretty damn good one. Here's the final sequence, the epilogue from Sweeney Todd. Enjoy.
The engine roared, the motor hissed,
and who could see that the road would twist?
It's Sweeney's letter, the entry's matched.
The beetle arrived and the beetle dispatched
to satisfy the hungry god
of Sweeney Todd.
The demon bomber of
Sweeney
Street.
Sweeney!
Return with the coach in less than half an hour.
They are after us still. What if they should trace us here? And
Anthony, please, let me come with you.
No, my darling, there is no safety for you on the street.
But dressed in these sailors' clothes, who is to know it is I?
No, the risk is too great.
Miss, look at me, look at me, miss. Oh, look at me, please. Oh, favor me with your glance. Miss, soon we'll be gone and sailing the seas and happily, happily wed in France. And we'll sail the world and see its wonders, from the Pearl of Spain to the rubies of Tibet, and then come home to London someday.
I'll be back before those lips have time to lose that smile.
The sailor did not molest her. Thank heavens, too, she has seen the error of her ways.
She has.
Oh, yes, sir. Your lesson was well learned. She speaks only of you, longing for forgiveness.
And she shall have it. She'll be here soon, you say?
Shh! I think I hear her now.
Oh, excellent, my friend.
Is that her dainty footstep on the stair?
I hear nothing.
Yes, isn't that her shadow on the wall?
Where?
There. Primping, making herself even prettier than
even
usual,
prettier.
If possible.
Oh, pretty women.
Pretty women, yes.
Hey, quickly, sir, a splash of bay rum.
Sit, sir, sit.
Joanna, Joanna.
Pretty women.
Hurry, man.
Pretty women are a wonder.
You're in merry mood again today,
pretty
Mr.
Pretty women.
Tom.
What we do for pretty women,
blowing out their
candles,
combing
out their hair,
even when they leave,
they still reap.
Are there.
How seldom it is one meets a fellow spirit.
With fellow taste in women, at least.
What? What's that?
Oh, sir, no doubt the years have changed me. But then perhaps the face of a barber, the face of a prisoner in the dock is not particularly memorable.
Benjamin Barker!
Benjamin Barker!
Here is singing.
to him still?
He was clutching, holding onto my dress, but now he's finished.
No, don't worry about them. Open the oven doors.
No!
Open the doors, I say!
No, don't go near her!
What's the matter with you, woman? It's only a silly old beggar. Oh, no! Oh, my God. Don't I know you, she said. You knew she lived. From the moment I came into your shop, you knew my Lucy lived.
I was only thinking of you.
Lucy.
Your Lucy, a crazy hag, picking bones and rotten spuds out of alley ash cans. Would you have wanted to know that she ended up like that?
You lied to me.
No, not lied at all. No one ever lied. Said you to the boys and she did. Never said that she died. Poor thing, she lived but a couple of weeks in the house. What she did for months was just lie there in bed. Should have been in hospital, wound up in bedlam instead. Poor thing, but it is a thing she wanted. Yes, I like her, I love you. I've been twice the wife she was. I love you.
What have I done? Wonder eminently practical and yet appropriate as always. As you said repeatedly, there's little point in dwelling on the past. No, come here, my love.
I swear I thought was only for the best.
Not a thing to fear, my love. What's dead is dead. The history of the world, my pet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, leave it to me.
Is learn forgiveness and try to forget.
By the sea, Mr. Todd will be comfy, cozy. By the sea, Mr. Todd, where there's no one knows him.
And life is for the alive, my dear. So let's keep living it. Just keep living it. Really living it. Was his reason and his life, and she was beautiful, and she was virtuous, and he was
prick him and mark him with a B and put him in the oven for baby and me.
They always do say if you can't leave him laughing, leave him thinking. And that musical did just that. I was about 10 years old when I saw that for the first time. I think it's had some impact on me. And yet, I still do this show every week. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. It's a unique spin through my musical collection, courtesy of Shuffle on iTunes. My if you want to get in touch with me, you can feel free to email me at nycstandard@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me via Twitter at ARSHIMBO, and that's at Arshimbo. And really enjoyed this week's show. It was a lot of fun. A little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of all over the place. I hope you enjoyed it too. My name is Andre Arshimbo, and this has been New York Standard.